The last item.
Item 826, authorize a contract with CH2M Hill Engineers, Inc. in the amount of $795,358 for the Supply System Master Plan Project.
Madam President, we're joined today by Teresa Elliott, the Chief Engineer of the Water Bureau, and Jody Inman, who is the Project Manager. The purpose of this ordinance is to authorize a contract to update the Portland Water Bureau's Supply System Master Plan. The update will identify the long-term needs and direction for the Water Bureau's supply system and ensure the Bureau stays compliant with state community water system requirements. The most recent version of the Infrastructure Master Plan was completed in 2001. And now I'll turn it over to Teresa.
Good morning, Commissioners. I'm Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer, Portland Water Bureau. And with me today is Jody Inman, Senior Engineer and Project Manager of the project. You guys have made this council session way too easy for this time, so I was expecting it to be a very lengthy council session and us to have 2 minutes. But it's also a very safe environment today, too. I have a number of retirees at my management level, and so this gives me an opportunity to introduce a new person to speaking at council, and this is a good setting for that. So thank you. So with that, what we're seeking is approval for a PTE contract for providing with CH2M to provide engineering services associated with a master plan that we're required to do every 20 years. And with that, Jody is going to tell you a little more about it.
All right. Good morning, everyone. For the record, I'm Jody Inman with the Portland Water Bureau. As Commissioner Fish laid out, this project is a planning effort to lay out the Bureau's next 20-year master plan for possible supply system projects and improvements. This master plan is required by the Oregon Health Authority for agencies serving populations greater than 100,000. We do have a separate master plan, which is not due yet, which covers our distribution system master plan. That'll be following after this in several years. The supply system includes the Bull Run Watershed and the Columbia South Shore Wellfield to Powell Butte. The purpose of the supply system master plan is to develop a planning roadmap, which we can use for the next 20 years to help identify potential future supply, transmission, and storage improvements, and to identify major capital improvements that may also be needed over that next 20 years. The solicitation for this study was a city procurement process for PTE contracts. We received 4 proposals. CH2M was the more qualified proposer, or more responsive proposer. The contract is $795,358 with 3 subconsultants, 2 of which are state-certified DBEs, and they are expected to perform 28% of the work. With that, we're available for questions.
Thank you for your excellent presentation. I have one question. How much of this assessment we're doing is driven by the current and future standards around resilience?
That's actually a part of this plan. So this plan is going to be taking into account many of the current things that we're looking at. We've had a lot of asset management work, which has looked at maintenance and aging infrastructure. We're also going to be bringing into that recommendations that come out of the water system seismic study, as well as any other newer goals that we may be wanting to achieve. So the hope of this is to be able to incorporate those together and kind of identify that 20-year plan on how we're going to approach those.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Carla, any public testimony?
No one signed up.
Do I hear a motion to move this resolution?
This is not emergency.
First reading. Yeah.
Oh, okay, another first reading. Sorry. My script is wrong.
Somebody's
all right. This meeting is adjourned. See you at 2 o'clock.
Record meeting.
Quite a success story from that.
Yeah,
it's really good.
know, the one thing that Lightning got right is that he did spark a lawsuit. But
didn't we win?
We won on most of the issues, but it was still a quote split verdict. Under the incomprehensible standard adopted by the judge, he said that this part of the connection is okay, this part isn't.